Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Danny Ayalon, a former politician and Israeli ambassador to Washington. Mr. Ambassador, Prime Minister Netanyahu began talking about annexation in the West Bank soon after the Trump administration released its Mideast peace proposal in late January. He spoke about annexing all the settlements and the Jordan Valley and spoke of July 1st as the target date. Now he seems to be walking this back. What can we deduce from this? Is he afraid of upsetting the Trump administration?
Prime Minister Netanyahu is rethinking lately the deal of the century. He is also thinking not only whether to implement it at all, but also modalities of implementation on a partial basis. The reasons are, first and foremost, is the Trump administration's getting cold hands because of the internal situation in the United States. Secondly, because of the Arab countries, the Sunni countries' pressure on Israel, starting with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf countries, and of course Egypt and mostly Jordan. Thirdly, is his surprise by the outright rejection of the settlers and the settlers' movement, or the leaders of the movement of this plan. And all this brings him into rethinking. Probably he will have to find a way to go forward with only a very small portion of the annexation. And what comes to mind logically is to start with the major Jewish blocks in Judea and Samaria, aka the West Bank. And the reason being is that this is very much universally accepted. This will always be under Israeli sovereignty. Also, he has a very good basis in President Bush's letter to Prime Minister Sharon in 2004, recognizing the major blocks as being part of Israel. So this can also be a way to bridge over towards the Democrats, because this Bush letter was universally almost accepted by Democrats as well in a vote in Congress. So I believe that what we will see is this partial annexation of the major blocks, or part of the major Jewish blocks in the West Bank. And of course, the internal politics, mainly blue and white, Gantz and Ashkenazi, will go along with it.
Netanyahu has been working hard to develop ties with Sunni Muslim states in the Gulf. But last Friday, the UAE's ambassador to Washington warned, in an Israeli newspaper no less, that annexation would be bad. What conclusions can be drawn about Netanyahu's view to the east?
The newly formed alliance, albeit under the radar, between Israel and the Gulf countries is a result of common interests vis-a-vis the threat from the Ayatollahs in Iran and, of course, from ISIS. Also, in the long run, the Gulf countries do look to cooperate with Israel economically and mainly technologically. However, they have a public opinion which has been constantly agitated by the Palestinians, and this may prevent them from supporting this plan publicly, and also to reject it as well. At this point, Netanyahu cannot really respond to this rhetoric on the media. However, he will continue with confidential backdoor discussions with them, and he will try to appeal to them to maybe reject it publicly, but accept it quietly.
You are listening to Danny Ayalon, a former politician and Israeli ambassador to Washington. Blue and white leader Benny Gantz seems to have finally spoken about what he wants and doesn't want regarding annexation, saying he could not support the annexation of places where Palestinians live, and that any moves must be undertaken in coordination with Jordan and Egypt, the only two Arab countries at peace with Israel. Is any of this possible, or are we looking at another election?
Benny Gantz and Blue and White were locked into endorsing and accepting Trump's plan when Gantz was invited to the White House for an audience with President Trump. However, he did emphasize, and so is the plan in a way, and Jared Kushner from the administration, the highest level official in the administration dealing with this under Trump, that the plan does need a cooperation from the Arab countries, and this is also something that Benny Gantz is hanging on to. However, I don't think that this specifically will bring into election. If election will be declared, is not because of this the Trump's plan, because Blue and White officially accepted it. And also from the American position right now, that is not necessarily supporting the implementation of the Trump deal right now as it is, he is pretty much safe to go behind or hide behind the back of the administration. So this will not lead to election, but other things may lead into elections, but it will have no connection or no relation to the Trump's plan.
Opinion polls show Netanyahu and the Likud winning a lot more seats next time. Might this be what Netanyahu is really looking for?
Netanyahu, political instincts would lead him to early elections, and very early elections based on the polls where he gets more than 40 seats and in the Knesset. However, it's more complicated. It's not as simple. First of all, polls come and go. Many, many things can happen from the time you declare elections until the due date, which is 3 months later than after the declaration. And also because the situation here internally is not clear, economic-wise, corona-wise, and also implementing even partially the Trump's plan will bring a lot of international pressure, especially from the Europeans, and he will need Benny Gantz as a shield against this and also as a shield against any possible democratic pressure.
Danny Aiello, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.